This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge on Sunday postponed the Trump administration order that would have banned the popular video sharing app TikTok from U.S. smartphone app stores around midnight. A more comprehensive ban remains scheduled for November, about a week after the presidential election. The judge, Carl Nichols, of the U.S. District Court for District of Columbia, did not postpone the later ban. The ruling followed an emergency hearing Sunday morning in which lawyers for TikTok argued that the administration's app store ban would infringe on First Amendment rights and do irreparable harm to the business. President Trump says confirmation of his Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett will go quickly, while his Democratic rival Joe Biden is imploring the U.S. Senate to delay voting her on her nomination until after November 3rd in the election to let the people decide, as he says. Mr. Trump's announcement of Barrett for the seat held by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is launching a high-stakes, fast-track election season fight over confirmation of a conservative judge who was expected to shift the court rightward as it reviews health care, abortion access, and other hot-button issues. Biden urged his former colleagues in the U.S. Senate to take a step back from the brink. President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes the year he ran for president and in his first year in the White House. This is according to a report in the New York Times. Mr. Trump has fiercely guarded his tax filings, becoming the only president in modern times not to make them public. The details of the tax filings reveal a series of financial losses and income from abroad that some say could conflict with his responsibilities as president. His financial disclosures indicated that he earned at least $434 million in 2018, but tax filings reported a $47 million loss. This is VOA News. Fighting between the Armenian and other forces has erupted again over the disputed separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh, and the territory's defense ministry says 16 soldiers and two civilians have been killed and more than 100 others have been wounded. Azerbaijan's president, meanwhile, says that his military has suffered losses. Armenia also claimed that four Azerbaijani helicopters were shot down and 33 tanks and fighting vehicles were hit by artillery. Azerbaijan's defense ministry rejected an early claim that two helicopters were shot down. Heavy fighting broke out in the morning in the region that lies in the region, but has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since 1994. About 100,000 demonstrators marched in Belarus's capital calling for the president's ouster, some wearing cardboard crowns to ridicule him. The protests that have rocked the country marked their 50th consecutive day Sunday. Protests also took place in nine other cities, underlining the wide extent of dismay and anger with the president, Alexander Lukashenko, who has stifled opposition and independent news media during 26 years in power. The protest wave began after the August 9th presidential election that officials said gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office, with crushing 80% of the vote. The opposition and some poll workers say the results were manipulated. An Australian newspaper has reported that Cardinal George Pell will return to the Vatican soon for the first time since he was cleared of child sex crimes 5 months ago. Pell was formerly the finance minister for Pope Francis, who last week fired one of Pell's most powerful opponents, Cardinal Angelo Becciu, over a financial scandal. Herald and Sun newspaper columnist who previously interviewed Pell said the cardinal will fly to Rome on Tuesday. The seminary where Pell has been living had no comment. Pell served 13 months in prison for child sex crimes before Australia's High Court acquitted him in April of molesting two choir boys in the late 1990s when he was Archbishop of Melbourne. Voters in Switzerland have strongly defeated a Nationalist Party's proposal to limit the number of European Union citizens allowed to live and work in their country. Swiss public broadcaster SRF reported that the measure was rejected by 61% of voters, 38% in favor. All but four of the country's 26 cantons or states also rejected the plan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.